Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Debbie Wolf. Debbie is a board member at Youth for Christ for East Michigan, and she's here to share what's happening at Youth for Christ. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Jesse.
So a lot of nonprofits who did work inside of school buildings have had to readjust the way they do mission, and I'm sure that Youth for Christ has had to make some changes as well. Tell us what you guys are doing right now to reach youth.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Normally, we meet students where they are, which is in the schools. But in March, that all changed. But we were not about to give up the mission and stop seeing kids. So what we did first in March is we went to social media, because that's where the kids were at that time. So we did a lot with Zoom. We did a lot with Instagram. We did a lot with Facebook. And we found it was just a blessing to connect in new ways, in deeper ways, and even involve some parents and grandparents that we're never able to really reach and talk to before. So it was a great blessing to be able to experience that different level of communicating. Then in the summer, we went to our summer activities. We had some summer nights, some beach activities, things we'd normally do, but in a slightly different and distanced way. And now we're still not back in the schools, even though they're in session in one form or another. And we're starting to have weekly meetings in parks and outdoor venues. We'll move to some small groups inside as we're allowed and as it gets colder. And we're also doing special events. We might have a girls' night one month, a guys' night, a corn maze. And anyone interested should go online and sign up for those. YFCEM.org for the youth that want to get involved.
Youth for Christ also has a milestone coming up next year. Tell us about that.
Next year, 2021, we celebrate 60 years in this local community, and we are just in awe of how God has sustained the ministry. We just met the other night to talk about the big celebration we're going to have. It'll be just about a year from now in October of 21, and it's such an exciting time in our history to celebrate the 60 years as we're part of a larger movement in the United States to reach 1 million lost youth for Jesus Christ.
So another thing that's going on with the organization is that you're looking for an executive director. What are some of the details about that open position?
We do have an opening. Our previous director, Lori Wilson, went to work in the school system where she's still engaged with the youth, still supporting the great mission of Youth for Christ. We miss her and we support her decision, even as she continues to support Youth for Christ in the school. It left this opening for an executive director. So we're looking for someone to come on board with our local chapter in East Michigan, someone who's a visionary strategist who will communicate our vision to the community. The person should also be a team developer, working with our staff, mentoring, coaching, and showing a Christ-like character in leading our team. We want a ministry developer, someone who will plan and evaluate our ministry and the outcomes, and also a resource steward, someone who will guide our funding and our operations.
It's a little tall order there, you know, but it's such a great position, and I'm sure there's a lot of direction that'll be provided by the board for that new executive director and a lot of support as well.
The board is very involved in guidance and oversight. We have a national mothership, if you will, some people call it, and provides a lot of guidance. We're interdependent. We have a lot of best practices, a lot of guidelines, a lot of established ministry models, which makes it an easy role to step into, although it's a tall order. There's a lot of support, and it's one great big team working together on this mission to reach 1 million youth for Christ.
Yeah, and such a privilege to be able to pour into the youth of our area, I know. So thank you so much, Debbie, for joining us today. For more information about Debbie and Youth for Christ East Michigan, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time, for WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.